Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3193 BN. Today's date is October 22nd, 2023, and the title of the episode is Fire and Fury, Non-Nuclear, Sum of All Fears. At dawn, we win. Let's talk about protecting ourselves. Leaders of the World Economic Forum anticipate a cyber catastrophe for 2023. The threat of cyber attack on U.S. soil is getting worse. In fact, 86% of business leaders and 93% of cyber leaders believe we're headed to a catastrophic cyber event soon, most likely one that attacks and shuts down the power grid, potentially leaving the U.S. in a modern-day dark age for months. That is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, are preparing for the worst with the Fight or Flare flashlight. The Fight or Flare flashlight is an all-in-one tactical flashlight with self-defense capabilities that anyone can use. This tactical flashlight boasts an ultra-bright 800 lumen light bulb with parable strobe light modes designed to blind attackers while stopping them in their tracks, allowing you time to flee to safety. On top of that, the Fight or Flare flashlight comes with life-saving tools for a variety of life or death scenarios, especially in an extended or life-threatening power outage, including a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren, high and low LED lighting modes, and more. The best part I love is that the Fight or Flare flashlight is 66% off for the rest of this month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts free with every order for a limited time, including express shipping, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement, and access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter. Get yours now by going to fighterflare.com. That is fighterflare.com, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are definitely building the narrative that we're heading towards war. Now, are they coming out saying that, hey, by the way, we're heading towards war? No. What they're going to do is they're going to create instances where it causes tension and you see more and more countries getting involved. I mean, we're already starting to see this. And I do believe to try to push us to where they need us to go, because remember, Trump, he predicted all this. He knew that World War III was coming. This is part of their 16-year plan. So it's not really like it's a surprise. But the people need to see this play out, because in the end, when the people think that everything's going to be destroyed, there's going to be death and destruction, that is the time where the people will say, you know something, no, we can't have this. We can't allow this. Because the war that Trump has been talking about is not a war with tanks. It's not a war with pistols and guns and rocket launchers. This is a nuclear war. The missiles now can reach the United States. This is not a war in far-off lands. Now, I do believe leading up to 2024, the 2024 presidential election, yes, we're going to see the trials with Trump. He's going to be producing the evidence showing how they interfered in the election. Remember, every step of the way, what does this do? It shows the people the truth. Every step of the way, the deep state players are feeling pain. Because really, think about it. Is Biden feeling pain right now? They keep telling us there's no evidence, no evidence, no evidence. Show me where the money is. All of a sudden, Comer's showing everyone where the money is. So every step of the way, they're feeling pain. You know, the deep state players are saying, okay, if this continues, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster, because one leads to another, which leads to another, which means the D's will be forced to remove Biden. Now, does that mean Biden's going to go on his own? No, I don't think so. I think they're going to force him out in the end. I think Trump and the Patriots want them to force Biden out, which would then change up everything, because they would have to bring in a brand new candidate. And what happens with Kamala Harris? She becomes the acting president. Does someone fill the vice presidency spot? No. Kamala is handling everything right now. So right there, it's all set up. Then if you introduce Michelle Obama, that brings Barack Obama into focus. So if you have all of this in focus and you're going into the 2024 election year and Trump is set for trials starting in the beginning, in the spring of 2024, and he says he has irrefutable proof of election fraud and he must have information on what really happened on January 6th, it means the deep state players, they are on trial. Trump has the leverage. He has the proof. He's going to produce this to the people so the people can understand exactly what they did. Now, think about the deep state players. They're going to see everyone in this country learning what they did. So let me see. The people just learned that, yes, they just overthrew the United States government in 2020. They actually rigged the election. Then they caused the insurrection on January 6th. It was actually their insurrection. And the people just learned this. So what does the deep state do? Well, they can either say, yes, this is all true, please arrest me. Or they can say, oh no, we're not going quietly. We're going to war. We're going to cover all this up. And that's exactly what they're planning to do. This is their only option that they have left. It was part of their plan, and they're now moving towards this area. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. We all knew this. Trump told us a year ago that this was going to happen. And now we see Ukraine. We see Israel. We see Iran. Soon we're going to see North Korea get involved in all this. And think about who are the allies of these countries. It's China and Russia. Put all this together, what do you have? You have a world war. Now, I do believe going through 2024 to get us to war, you have to do something. You just can't say we're going to war. Just like there was World War II happening, Europe was fighting, Hitler was invading all these countries, Mussolini was invading all these countries, the United States wasn't involved. The only way the United States got involved is because something happened. The same thing is going to happen here. And I do believe we might even see some type of terrorist attack. Now, what does that mean, a terrorist attack? Does that mean they're going to be running around with their guns and shooting people? Maybe, maybe not. What happens, since we know that Iran probably has nuclear devices, and remember, Michelle and Barack Obama coming into focus, what happens if there's some type of an explosion in this country, which I hope it doesn't happen, but it might. Hopefully it doesn't hurt anyone. What happens if something happens and they detect radiation? Now, people say, well, how could that be? Well, out in Nevada, they just ran a test to simulate some type of explosion where there is radioactivity. So what happens if you use a regular bomb and use the chemicals that they used in this test to create the idea there is radioactivity? And the government then reports, holy crap, this might have been a dirty nuke. Think about this for a second. That might be the first step. Will that scare a lot of people? Well, this goes with the open borders. The people are going to go, oh my God, look what happened here. Biden had open borders, and now we have this happening, and it looks like he's responsible for all of this. Now, this might be the push to bring us to war. Now, is that going to be the only push? I don't believe that would be enough. I think that would get a lot of people awake. And I think the next push might be, oh, look, someone's firing a missile at us. But thank God we intercept it in the ocean. Now, they might use the excuse, oh, it wasn't really heading this way. Oh, it misfired or something like that. But people will look at this and go, okay, this is really heating up because they see what's happening out in Israel. They see what's happening out in Palestine. They see what's happening in Ukraine. We have the Biden administration telling us that Iran might attack. We have aircraft carriers going out to the Middle East. We have incidences happening out in the China Sea. This is all happening at the same time right now. So people might see all this, and the final push to bring us to war might be a cyber attack as we get close to the presidential election. Now, we need to really think about this, and Dan Scavino put these videos up quite a bit where he had Trump in his caravan riding at night, and he was playing Nasum Dorma, which is from The Sum of All Fears. And at dawn, at the end of the song, at dawn, this is the translation, at dawn, I win, I win, I win. So really think about this. If Trump's mission is to get the people awake, if Trump's mission, I don't mean him alone, is to get people to see the true enemy, if it's Trump's mission to have the people awake, to see the enemy, and to take back the country, during the election night, when the people vote for Trump and Trump wins, at dawn, doesn't he win? At dawn, don't we all win? Yes, we all do. Now, we'll be discussing a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Biden right now. Because we can see that everything is completely falling apart. It looks like it's right on schedule because there's going to be a huge push to get rid of him. And let's just go back a little bit in time, and the House Republicans put this out on X, and it says, flashback, on September 28th, Hakeem Jeffries said that our impeachment inquiry of Biden would not yield a scintilla of evidence because there is no evidence that Biden engaged in any wrongdoing. Well, the GOP oversight found some more evidence. What did they find? Well, they found evidence of a $200,000 payment to Biden in 2018 before his election to the White House from his brother, James Biden, and James' wife, Sarah Biden. The revelation shows that Biden personally accepted money from his family's overseas business ventures, despite denying his involvement in the business at least nine times. He kept saying, where is the money? Well, it looks like they just found the money. Comer explained the complex financial maneuvers that Biden undertook for Joe Biden to receive the payment. Remember, it's not like, hey, here's a check. Good luck. Remember, this is money laundering. They have to hide what they do. And what do? To hide it? They cover it up. And what gets you in the end? The cover up. In 2018, James Biden received $600,000 in loans from AmeriCorps, a financially distressed and failing rural hospital operator. According to the bankruptcy court documents, James Biden received these loans based upon representation that his last name Biden could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections. On March 1st, 2018, AmeriCorps wired $200,000 loan into James and Sarah Biden's personal bank account, not their business bank account. And then on the very same day, James Biden wrote a $200,000 check from his same personal account to Joe Biden. James Biden wrote this check to Joe Biden as a loan repayment. AmeriCorps, a distressed company, loaned money to James Biden, who then sent it to Joe Biden. Even if this was a personal loan repayment, it's still troubling that Joe Biden's ability to pay it back by his brother depended on the success of his family's shady financial dealings. And where is this agreement that this was a loan repayment? Can we see the original loan? That's coming into question right now. And this is going to get harder and harder. Remember, this is dripping the information out a little bit at a time. So people are starting to learn what they did. And it's just going to get worse and worse. Remember from the very beginning, nobody knew about the shell companies. No one knew that he was doing business with Kazakhstan, China, Ukraine. And as time went on, Biden kept saying, where's the money? You haven't had any proof of money. Well, here you have a little bit of proof. And as time goes on, you're going to see a lot more proof because you need to show how they lied about it. And again, people don't accept it right away. You have to bring it in a little bit at a time so they start to accept exactly what they have done here. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Joe Biden, he purchased his luxury $2.7 million beach house in Delaware with all cash after Hunter threatened his Chinese business partner in a $5 million shakedown. In June, the IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley revealed Hunter demanded a payment from his Chinese business associate over WhatsApp Messenger. On July 30th, 2017, Hunter demanded payment and threatened Henry Zhao, a Chinese Communist Party official and director of Harvest Fund Management. Harvest Fund Management had previously invested in Hunter's firm, BHR Partners, a private investment fund founded in 2013 that is co-owned by the Bank of China. Hunter and Zhao threatened Henry Zhao, make a payment or else. The July 2017 WhatsApp message Hunter sent to Henry Zhao is as follows, according to the IRS whistleblower. I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows, my ability to forever hold a grudge that you will regret not following my directions. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. I thought he didn't know anything about Hunter's businesses. A week later, Hunter Biden received $5 million wired described as an interest-free loan, a way for Hunter to avoid paying taxes. On August 8, 2017, $5 million was wired from the CEFC affiliate investment vehicle, Northern International, to the bank account for Hudson West III, which spent the next year transferring $4.7 million directly to Hunter Biden's firm, Awaysco, according to the Senate report. So right there, we have Biden accepting money. He paid cash for his house, and they said that this was another loan repayment. So what can we see the original loan? You think that's going to ever show up? That's where they have to head next. Because if it's a loan repayment and they got a loan repayment from his brother, can we see the original loan? I don't think they're going to be able to produce that whatsoever, which means the walls are closing in on Joe Biden. See, when they pushed all this on Trump, they were projecting everything that they did, but they never could show any proof because all they had was propaganda. Here, there is no propaganda. They're showing the documented evidence. Now, Joe Biden is in trouble. The deep state players, they're looking at this saying, okay, now they have more evidence. This is going way too far. We're going to have to start the process of removing him. And I do believe probably by the end of this year, they will start the process. I don't mean they're going to remove him at the end of the year, but they'll start the process. And I do believe they'll be building this up for the 25th Amendment to take him out and replace him with a different candidate. Now, they're not going to replace him in government. Kamala is just going to move into the position of acting president. They're going to replace him as a candidate for the 2024 election. And it looks like that is coming up. Now, remember, as they make this switch, I do believe there's going to be a lot of information coming out about Obama because they're not clean. They didn't have a scandal-free administration for 8 years. All they did was hide it from everyone. They controlled the fake news so no one would ever report on it. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be releasing this information. And when I say releasing this information, I don't mean they're going to be going, hey, by the way, here we have the information. You drip it out to different areas so people can get it and they start researching and they, you know, put the all the evidence together to bring it out into the open. And once you get people started, well, they just go on a roll and they find out more. And then you could drip a little bit more into the entire thing and people find out even more and they produce it. Just like Judicial Watch. They went ahead and they wanted the information about the drowning of the Obama chef. And Judicial Watch right now, they released new records that reveal that the Obamas, they were there, they were on their property. They were at the emergency scene following the tragic drowning of the chef. The records obtained from the Massachusetts State Police indicate that Obama arrived at the emergency response scene via motorcade. And remember, their chef met his tragic end while paddling boarding on Great Egertown Pond, Martha's Vineyard, on July 23rd, with an unnamed female staffer of the Obama family. A female made the initial 911 call, who, as of 8:18 p.m., was actively searching for Campbell on a boat. Oddly, the call log shows that the reason for this call as blank. Everything else listed on the call log had a reason. Boat incident, prop check, minor MVA. So why did they leave this blank? Something doesn't add up. Adding to the mystery, the call's origin was marked as Wilson's Landing, a popular paddleboard launch site roughly 2 miles from the Obama residence on Turkey Lane Cove. This information contradicts the Massachusetts State Police records stating that the first call originated from Obama's residence. Barack and Michelle Obama were on Martha's Vineyard at the same time their personal chef drowned under mysterious circumstances. Obama's office previously claimed that the former president and his wife were not present at the residence when the chef drowned. Now they're altering the story to say they were indeed on the property. And according to the 40 pages of records obtained by Judicial Watch through the Massachusetts Public Records Law, Obama arrived at the emergency scene approximately at 8:40 p.m. He was briefed on the situation and the ongoing search and rescue efforts. The female witness, who was visibly emotional and wet, also arrived at the scene. She was later interviewed the next morning in the Obama's residence with Barack present. The documents also reveal the existence of Secret Service video that shows Campbell and his paddleboarding companion entering the water. The video also captures the Secret Service immediate emergency response following Campbell's drowning. So it's very interesting how this story is continually changing and how they left certain information out, because I do believe they were probably all involved or they knew something was going on. And now it's all starting to fall apart. So that means with this story coming out, they need to get rid of Joe Biden. And I do believe they think that if they run for the presidential election, they can protect themselves from all of this. Plus, they can gain some type of control But again, look what they've been doing to Trump. They set a precedent already, which means it will be open season on the Obama. Now, I don't mean Trump is going to come out and just directly attack them. I do believe we're going to find out a lot of information, just like we're finding out a lot of information about Biden. And I do believe as we go through 2024, it's going to get very, very bumpy. Because remember, they need to cheat in the election like they've never cheated before. Yes, they cheated in 2020. But this time around, more and more people are coming to the side of Trump. And as we go throughout the year and the economy falls apart, they learn how the election was rigged, who really caused the insurrection, and they see war. Do you really think they have a fighting chance with all of this? Absolutely not. That's why they tried the COVID route. That is failing. I mean, we're in October, almost going into November now, and nobody's getting the booster. No one's wearing their mask. Yes, we have certain crazies out there that are going to wear their masks. They're always going to wear their masks. But the general population is not going along with this, which means when they try to push the mail-in ballots to drop boxes, you might have this in a couple of blue states. But the rest of the people are going to say, we're not going along with this. Plus, a lot of the laws have been changed in a lot of the states. And this is why they're bringing in as many illegals as possible, because they're trying to change their tactics. They're trying to bring in bodies. They need names. They need whatever they possibly get. Because remember, to make up the difference, you need something to make up that difference. And if you don't have the mail-in ballots and people are going in person, this is going to be pretty darn tough. Or if people are waiting for the election day, because how else can you make up the difference? You have to pause everything to say, holy crap, we're down by 100 million votes. Oh, where were we going to get these? We can't get them from the ballots. What are we going to do? So I don't even think they want to get to that point. I think they're going to realize it way before, and they'll go try to postpone it with war, which is approaching. But they will try to cheat, and you can see they're trying to set everything up. Plus, they're bringing these people in to the country for chaos. I mean, really think about what Soros and others have done. They brought Muslim garbage, you know, the people that the actual Muslim countries didn't want, and they spread them around the globe. Think about this. Why would they do something like this? Why would they take all of these people, bring them into the UK, bring them into France, bring them into Germany, bring them into Switzerland, bring them into the United States, bring them into Canada and all these places? Because if you're trying to start war, if you're trying to start chaos, you do this. And that's exactly what they're doing. But you can see Biden right now, he's demanding billions to fly and bus more migrants into U.S. communities because they need the people in certain locations. This is how they're going to try to steal the elections. Is it going to work? I don't believe so. You could see countries already now with everything that's going on, they're starting to actually flip everything around and remove those leaders that actually decided, oh, let's bring everyone into the country. Let's have all these people come in. The people are saying enough is enough. Actually, if you look out in Switzerland, the Swiss People's Party, which campaigned against mass migration and woke madness, is projected to be the big winner in the Swiss federal elections, while the left-wing Green Party is the big loser. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to deport all of these people. What do you think the other countries are going to do? Most likely, they're going to do the same exact thing. Because once the people have reached a point and they say enough is enough, and they're at the point of destruction, they reach the precipice, they all of a sudden say, we're going to make a change. Look what happened in the school system with the parents. They said, enough is enough. We can't do this anymore. We have to make a change. Now, of course, the deep state players, they didn't like that. So what did they do? What did they do? They push back. And the same thing is going to happen now. They're going to try to push back. But is it going to work? No, because there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And it's going to fail just like everything else. It's just like what's happening out in California. They tried to get the weapons away from the people. You can see all the deep state players, the blue states. They've been trying for a very long time. They don't care what the Supreme Court says. They don't care what the Constitution says. They're just trying to push their 16-year plan of removing the weapons from the people, because as you could see with all the illegals in this country, with chaos, with the criminals being released, they didn't want people to have the ability to defend themselves. And if you can get the weapons away from the people, just like out in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, it's a lot easier to control these people with their foot soldiers, isn't it? But look what's happening out in California. California, they just lost. California's assault weapons ban has been thrown out. U.S. District Judge Robert Benitez of San Diego found no equivalent in early American history and ruled that the ban was therefore unconstitutional. The judge further ruled that the semi-automatic rifle known in the industry as a modern sporting rifle, such as an AR-15, are common household items used for self-defense by millions of law-abiding citizens who should not have their Second Amendment rights abridged by a state, even as the firearms have been misused by others in crimes. Guns and ammunition in the hands of criminals, tyrants, and terrorists are dangerous. Guns in the hands of law-abiding, responsible citizens are necessary. This is what the judge wrote. To give full life to the core right of self-defense, every law-abiding, responsible individual citizen has a constitutionally protected right to keep and bear firearms commonly owned and kept for lawful purposes. And yes, this judge is absolutely right. And you could see that the deep state players, everything they tried to do, completely failed. And the people, they are very, very happy that they have their weapons because they see the open borders. They see what's happening out in Israel. And they realize that the people coming into this country, they're not vetted. How many criminals, how many terrorists are there? Well, they really don't know. I do believe they've been bringing them in to try to bring us to war. Yes, there's many different agendas associated with it. And yes, this is one of them. And I do believe they're going to be pushing this very, very hard. But the other thing that's very interesting is we could see there are many different groups like BLM. They're all for the terrorists. And what's very interesting about all this is that the trans community, the LGBTQ community, they're all for Hamas. And really think about this. These people are saying that we're for these individuals. In the end, these people will kill them. Because let's talk about our health. A record number of doctors are applying to become obesity specialists as America's excess weight problem worsens. Nearly 1,900 doctors applied for the annual exam this October, which is a 50% increase from last year and would allow them to be certified in treating obesity and raking in higher salaries. What's worse is that their market is bigger than ever. 40% of the population in three states are now obese. This is one reason why so many people have turned to my favorite magic powder used to help manage weight. With its research-backed ingredients, it works by supporting elevated levels of ketone, which mimics a state of fat and helps promote the weight management benefits that people want. The powder also promotes a fat-burning metabolism, helps curb cravings and appetite, elevates energy levels, and much more. Simply mix a scoop with your favorite morning drink to give your body the nutrients it needs to supercharge your weight management efforts. The best part is you get 51% off the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over $500, free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com, or click the link in the description. They're not on their side. They're not on the trans community side. They're not on the gay side. They're not on the Christian side. In the end, yes, they might be starting with the Jews, saying they want to wipe Jews off the face of the earth, but do you really think they're going to stop there? Because if anyone tries to live with them, if anyone tries to be part of their society, do you really think that's where they're going to stop? No, they're going to continue on and remove as many people as possible. And it reminds me of that poem going back to World War II. First they came for the socialists. I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Well, what do you think is going to happen in these situations? The same exact thing. And maybe this is why Coca-Cola decided to remove their support for BLM. Chief Nerd put this out and said, Coca-Cola appeared to delete a paragraph on its website that supported Black Lives Matter, coming as Black Lives Matter drew controversy for backing Hamas. Earlier this month, Sprite announced a $500,000 contribution to the Black Lives Matter global network in a social post. A current version of the webpage omitted the paragraph, suggesting the beverage giant deleted it. It appears changes were made to the webpages on October 20th and 21st, according to archive.org. which is very, very interesting, isn't it? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know the fake news, they just push propaganda, and we know with the New York Times, with the hospital non-existent bombing, they changed their story like three times because, once again, they were pushing propaganda. And when the truth comes out, the propaganda completely and utterly falls apart. So what do? They change their story. But Elon Musk, he took this to the next step, and he punished the far-left New York Times on his platform for pushing the fake news story about Israel, and he decided to remove their badge. Now, remember, back in the day, these fake news outlets, they were the gold star of information. They have the truth, and everything else is a conspiracy. Isn't it amazing how things have changed? They are now pushing out misinformation, disinformation. Shouldn't they be removed or banned? Isn't this what they did to everyone else? Where's the Biden administration? Look, they put out a fake story. Shouldn't they? They're putting out misinformation, disinformation. They're misleading the people. They changed their story three times and they still don't have it right. So once again, you can see who's really been putting out disinformation and misinformation. And let's look at the versions of their story. They have three of them. Israeli strike kills hundreds in hospital, Palestinians say. Version two, at least 500 dead in strike on Gaza hospital, Palestinians say. Version three, at least 500 dead in blast at Gaza hospital, Palestinians say. Well, there was no strike, blast. It was their missile that landed on cars. It didn't land on the hospital, and there weren't 500 people that died. The whole story is fake once again. Shouldn't they be removed completely? Shouldn't Biden come out and scold them? No, he's not going to do that because they're part of the propaganda. But I think the people now can see this very, very clearly, just like they see the agenda with what's happening in Israel. They're using this to fund Ukraine. They're trying to combine everything, and McConnell's going along with this, of course, saying, okay, we're going to bundle Ukraine and Israel, and it's all one and the same. So you're saying this is a world war because now you're combining all of this and the war is exactly the same? What is he really trying to say here? This is becoming very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Hamas says it has 200 hostages and 50 more are held by other armed terror groups in Gaza. And they decided, Hamas, to release two of the U.S. hostages. Now, the White House, they took a victory lap over this, which is very interesting. So why did this happen? Well, Conservative Treehouse explains. Hamas, Qatar, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Biden administration are all working together. This is a geopolitical dynamic of merged interest aligned in common cause against the nation state of Israel. The transparency of a slow drip hostage release and the Western media spotlight upon it is predictable. Everything is being done to stall, impede, slow down, interfere in the Israeli war against Hamas. Within this dynamic, the Brotherhood, Qatar, Hamas, they all have the same objective. Now, really think about this. Biden right now is saying, listen, we need to negotiate to get the hostages out. What's his game here? To stop Israel from going in and obliterating the terrorist organization. They don't want the terrorist organization obliterated. So they're going to try to stall and they're going to try to get money for all of this. And really think about this. Janet Yellen was out there saying that the U.S. can fund two wars. And if you really think about it, fiat currency is actually backing terrorist wars. Remember, they always like to blame it on, oh, it's cryptocurrency. No, it's the fiat currency that is being used to back terrorist wars. So once again, what type of currency is being used by criminals, by warmongers? Oh, that's right, fiat currency. Now you could see that things are really starting to build up right now because we see the EU, US, Canada, they have voiced strong condemnation against China following a maritime collision involving Chinese and Philippine vessels in the West Philippine Sea. This is escalating tensions in this area right now. So we have that going on, and we have China now bringing in military equipment into this area to patrol this area. And China, they've also deployed six warships to the Middle East. amid the rising tensions from Israel and Gaza. So now we have the Chinese involved. Really think about this and start to put all the pieces together. Because once again, who's backing Hamas? Iran. Who backs Hezbollah? Iran. Who's an ally of Iran, China, Russia? And who's aligned with Iran in this country? Oh, that's right. It's Obama, Biden, and the rest. Now, that is very interesting, because when you start to put all this together, you can see how a world war can be started. Now, if you take this a step further, we have U.S. Secretary of State Blinken. He has warned there's a likelihood of Iranian escalation against the U.S. forces. He said, in fact, we expect that there's a likelihood of escalation by Iranian proxies directed against our forces, directed against our personnel. We're taking steps to make sure that we can effectively defend our people and respond decisively if we need to. Now, do you really think they have the ability to do anything? I mean, they let a balloon fly across the country. We know it was an American balloon. We know it was controlled by the Patriots. But again, it was to show everyone that, look, they would just let a Chinese balloon fly over the country. Trump laid out a plan for Afghanistan. They botched that and they rescued the Afghan refugees from there. Here, they botched the intelligence with Israel and Hamas because, again, they're with Hamas. And they allowed Hamas to fire missiles into Israel. And now they're telling us that Iran might start something. Really think about this for a sec. So the Pentagon, they have announced that they're going to prepare to deploy orders, additional missile defenses, and other carrier strike groups for the Middle East because of what is happening. So they're getting prepared for Iran and proxy forces. Now, keep all that in mind, because Trump did mention something in a post a couple days ago about Iran, about the border being open, about we might have a terrorist attack in this country. And think about what they might try to do, because Trump has always told us that this is going to be a nuclear war. Now, does this mean we're actually going to have a nuclear war? I don't believe so. I think it's going to look like we're on the precipice of a nuclear war, and we might even see something occur. But then again, Trump is going to continually talk about peace, about stopping this. But you could see how the deep state can start to create the idea that there might be some type of dirty nuke exploding in this country, where they could say, hey, there's a missile flying towards this country to scare the people to try to get us into war. This is how they get the people into war. So what's very interesting about this is that energy.gov put this out and it says, a team led by the NNSA conducted a subsurface chemical explosion at the Nevada National Security Site to improve the United States' ability to detect low-yield nuclear explosions around the world. These experiments advance our efforts to develop new technology in support of U.S. nuclear nonproliferation goals. The experiment will help validate new predictive explosion models and detection algorithms. Measurements were collected using accelerometers, seismometers, infrasound sensors, electromagnetic sensors, chemical and radio tracer samples, and meteorological sensors. Seismic data collected from these experiments are made available to researchers around the globe via the EarthScope Consortium. So that is very interesting, where they're going to be able to detect any of this. Now, are they doing this to create something, some type of false flag to make people think that we're being attacked to try to bring us to war? Because remember, if World War III is coming and people think that we're going to war and Trump says, no, I can have peace, something has to happen to make people think that we're going to war. Now, I just want to go back to Trump's post. This is what he put out. He said, would someone please inform our worst president in history, crooked Joe Biden, who doesn't have a clue, that while he dithers around and illegally attacks his political opponent, me, and is always trying to blame everyone else for the many, many mistakes he has made, Iran is rapidly building a large-scale arsenal of nuclear weapons. Once they have them, which will be soon, all negotiations stop. That's when our incompetent fool of a president will drop to his knees and beg Iran for mercy. Please, please, Mr. Ayatollah, sir, I will give you everything. I will do anything you demand. Don't hurt us. This is the position that this stupid fool has put us in. 3 years ago under Trump, Iran was broke. Now, no nuclear weapons or prospects. Biden has made them rich and has no idea what to do. They started the attack on Israel and desperately want to become openly involved. Death to Israel, they chant. Don't let Iran have nuclear weapons. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Iran actually starts something, because Blinken is already projecting out there that something might happen. Now, we know that the borders have been wide open, and we know that something might happen in this country. Actually, Trump warned us about that, too. So we could see how they could start the narrative of war coming. Now, they'll play it down in the very beginning, but it will build up over time. But this reminds me of two posts. This is post 194. I'm just going to read the first four lines. It says, Uranium One, Canada, Europe, Asia, Iran, North Korea. Iran deal. Why is this relevant? Riri drops North Korea, Iran. So if you look at the 16-year plan, it looks like most likely North Korea, Iran, they were going to be involved in starting some type of war. If you look down at the bottom of this, it says sum of all fears. And if you watch that movie, what happens in that movie? Well, there is a nuclear detonation in this country, and they tried to make it seem like it was from Russia. Now, what happens if there is some type of explosion, not a nuclear explosion, but they have the ability to say, oh, we are detecting radioactive particles, just like they had the test that they just had in Nevada. What happens if they say it's some type of dirty nuke? What happens if they say it's coming from Iran? Well, in the movie, they actually knew that the isotope wasn't from the country they say it was coming from. So if we know that Obama, Hillary Clinton, Biden was involved, and many others, they were selling uranium to other countries, and it reached Iran and North Korea, and maybe originated from the United States, and then it's all traced back to Obama, Biden, Hillary Clinton. Well, what does that give us? It gives us who actually was involved in starting all of this. It also gives us those people that have been selling secrets and those people that are treasonous to this country. But let me go to post 500. It says DEFCON 1, 4/10/20. Now that could be a date. It's also Trump's initials. Fire Fury, 9 states of class ready to go live, 34 commands live, codes, command action, non-nuclear. So if there is an explosion, but they try to make us believe it's a dirty nuke, even though it's non-nuke, they can try to convince the people that something is happening when it really isn't. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Don Jr. put this out, and it's the picture of Trump walking out during his presidential inauguration, and it says, there is another option. As we approach World War III, a collapsing economy, and so many other disasters caused by the Democratic policy, maybe we should all reconsider not liking the one guy that got it right because we didn't like him as a messenger. And he's absolutely right. And you can see that this is all building right now. And I do believe as we approach the 2024 election and war is building up and the youth are getting scared because they might be drafted, the youth are going to come to his side because they're going to want peace. Maybe not in the very, very beginning, but as time goes on, they're going to say, you know something, I'm not heading in this direction. And really think about what Scavino continually puts out. He puts out Trump's caravan, and he put out that video with the opera Nasum Dorma. And that is from Sum of All Fears. And translated at the end of the song, it says, at dawn, I will win, I will win. So if you start to put all this together, you could start to make sense of all this. Because if Trump's mission is to get the people on his side, to take back this country, he needs the people to show the deep state that we want Trump. We want the country back. And I think Trump wants to show them, I have the people. So if we vote at night, at dawn, Trump wins. We all win. The people take back the country. And I do believe once he wins, I do believe at that point, the storm will be upon us, because that is the signal that Trump has the people's permission to do what needs to be done to get rid of the deep state players. The people will accept what needs to be done to rid ourselves of these warmongers, these treasonous criminals. And I do believe this is where all this is headed. And we could see that the people are going to wake up as we go through this process, just like they woke up about COVID. A lot of people are waking up now and people see what's going on. And what's very interesting is that Steve Kirch, he put this out and he says, you can now sue the mRNA COVID vaccine manufacturers for damages, and the FDA is required to take the COVID vaccines off the market. Why? Adulteration. The plasmid bioactive contaminant sequences were not pointed out to the regulatory authorities. It's considered adulteration. I just got off the phone with Professor Byron Brittle and Robert Malone on this. So if this is true, this is a game changer, because now they've been injecting this into people's body. It's a bioweapon, and it's not what they said it was. And I think people are starting to figure out and understand that this vaccine is not what they said it was. Remember, they told us it was safe and effective. It's okay to take. It doesn't matter what ailments you have. All you got to do is drive up in your car, put your arm out there, get injected. You don't need to work with your doctor. It doesn't matter what medication you're on. I mean, really think about this. It doesn't matter what medication you're on. It doesn't matter if you have heart problems. It doesn't matter if you have high blood pressure. It doesn't matter if you have cancer. It doesn't matter if you have lupus. It makes no difference. Just drive up, stick your arm out, and take the injection. But with every other drug, you have to go to your doctor and make sure that this is right for you, and they have to monitor it. I mean, really think about this for a second. This is why people aren't going to get the latest booster, because they just woke up and they realized this. Most of them are probably wishing they can go back in time, but you can't do that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that this insurrection that we had with, we can call it the Hamas insurrection, and that's what Julie Kelly calls it. We could see that the Capitol Police are not forthcoming with the arrest details. This is what she put out. I emailed and called the Capitol Police for updates on arrests related to Hamas insurrection. No response. Only info on the website here. Assault on officer, a local misdemeanor, not a federal offense like January 6ers. And someone was in an office without permission. Gulag worthy. Doesn't matter how they got in the building. Assaulting, impeding police, threatening a lawmaker. MTG, remaining on restricted grounds, USCP confirmed demonstrations are not allowed, and interrupting Senate business, all treated as federal offenses for January 6th, and media dropped it. Right? You're seeing the two-tier justice system right now. And you know what else you're seeing? You're seeing the board. You're seeing the rhinos, because after the Jim Jordan fiasco, everyone can see the GOP traitors. They outed themselves. That's exactly what they did. Matt Gaetz put this out and said, remember that about 100 of the congressional Republicans who call me vile just voted for Jim Jordan in public and then knifed him in an anonymous vote in a secret meeting in the Capitol basement. This was never going to be easy. We fight on. And right now, Trump, it looks like they're going to be, the rhinos are going to be nominating House Whip Tom Emmer. And it looks like Trump said, no, he's not going to be supporting him. But it looks like Congressman Byron Donalds, he threw his hat into the ring and he announced his candidacy for Speaker of the House. Now, I just want to go back in time because remember, Byron Donalds, he threw his hat into the ring back in January of 2023 when they were voting on McCarthy. And Trump, he said something very interesting about Byron. He said, I've always supported Byron Donalds. He's a young man with a great future. The story and statement that was just put out that I endorse Byron for Speaker of the House is fake and fraudulent. He will have his day, and it will be a big one, but not now. So let's see. Not now. He will have his day. It will be a big one. Does it mean that he's coming into focus? Did Trump put Jim Jordan out front to actually get Byron Donalds in? And remember, the deep state players, the rhinos, the D's, they have everything to lose. They need the money. Remember going back in time, Cash said, we control the purse strings in the House. We don't need a speaker. We don't need to do anything right now. Let days go by without anything. That means they're getting no money. That means every day that goes by, they're going to be sweating. This is how you control the entire situation. And maybe there will be a switcheroo. Maybe there'll be a temporary person. Trump also said that. But maybe there'll be a switcheroo where they put Jim Jordan out front and then all of a sudden we get Byron Donalds. That would be very, very interesting. But let's see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, she dropped all charges against one of the state's so-called fake electors, which they are not fake. And it looks like this person told the truth. They were honest. So they decided they have nothing. And actually, all these charges, they have nothing because you can have another slate of electors. It's done going back in history. So they're just trying to make a really big deal out of this. They're trying to shut all this down. Because remember, we're coming up to a 2024 election and they're trying to control the entire situation. It's not going to work. Their entire narrative is shot. No one is believing because all you got to do is do a little bit of research. And you could see that the D's, they had a separate set of electors. The Republicans had a different set of electors. It's done this way. And if you go back in history, you can see this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we discussed this on Friday. Trump, he violated his gag order, and it looks like the judge fined him $5,000. Now, but remember, Trump, he said, listen, I will go to jail to defend democracy. Now, I think he's throwing this in the deep state's face. Plus, if he goes to jail, what do you think is going to happen? His poll numbers are going to skyrocket like we've never seen before. And since he said that, I wouldn't be surprised if he does go to jail. And I don't mean the military is going to come in and rescue him from jail. He wants people to see how far the deep state will go to shut him up. And the judge has already said, the next time you do this, I might throw you in jail. Let's see how this plays out. But remember, timing is everything. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out a post on X, and it's individuals cleaning Trump Force One. And this video is 40 seconds long. And that refers to post 40, which is November 2nd, 2017. And it's 4:10:20. Well, if you use the cipher, because it says ABCDE, it's Donald J. Trump. Or this also can be read as maybe a date or days that this something's going to happen, or months that something's going to happen. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. And this is very, very interesting. I take it as Trump is in charge. Now, the other post, which is very interesting, is 4940. This is October 22nd, 2020. Down below, it says the following. They can no longer hide in the shadows. Big tech, big media, D party being exposed for all to see. And this is absolutely true. Because think about it. Everyone is seeing big tech. They see that big tech was controlled by government. Big media, people see that it's a propaganda outlet. Now they see the D party. They see the rhinos. It's all being exposed every step of the way, and people can see this. This is how people wake up. This is how people take back the country. You gotta show the people. The people have to go through all of this so they can understand it. Without going through all of it, no one would believe it. Yes, you could tell people until they're blue in the face, but unless they experience it, they will not believe it. And you could see people are starting to believe. Listen, Trump said we're approaching war. Do you think people actually believe war was coming? When you spoke to your relatives, friends? No, they didn't see anything. There's no war. This guy's crazy. War is coming? Now, when you ask them, hey, you remember when Trump said war was coming? What do you think now? Ask him in a couple of months when we have a terrorist attack here in the country where the deep state's trying to start war. They're going to say, yeah, I see that we're approaching war right now. This is getting very, very scary. And once again, once we go down this path, Trump is going to get the people on his side. The deep state, they're the ones who are going to be in trouble. They are the minority. And the people are going to see big tech. They're going to see big media. They're going to see the D's. They're going to see the rhinos. They're going to see the enemy. And at dawn, when the people vote, and we use paper ballots, we use voter ID, we do it in person one day, at dawn, when the results are out, Trump wins. The people win. The people take back the country. And Trump has the ability to do what needs to be done because the people will accept it. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.